Once again, it is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Mushroom Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee and the sole procurer. It occurs to me that I did not grab a knife out of my car. That's okay. Because, well, I guess I can always go back to my car for a knife, or I can always improvise. What is going on? Why do I sound like a madman? Why am I all weird? Well, it's extremely early in the morning. It is before 9 a.m. local time, and I am at OPPD. Why am I here this early? Well, it rained all day yesterday, off and on, and that means it could be time for mushrooms. And for completely other reasons, I woke up early. Look at this. Here is a piece of a mushroom. Not the kind we're looking for, but still. So anyway, it occurred to me that, well, if I'm awake, I should get out and start moving. Start doing stuff. Today could be mushroom day. So I got up, I ate, I got in the car, and I have come to the OPPD Arboretum on a lovely, what day is it? Sunday morning. It's, cool, but not cold. It might get hot today. It's partly cloudy. There is some wind. And I'm standing in Marmot Alley looking for our favorite mushroom to find, the mysterious and rare Moschella esculenta. I'm standing in Marmot Alley, just sort of walking around, looking for stuff. I think I see something in the forest, but it's not what I'm looking for. Is that a mushroom or is that a piece of bark? That's a piece of bark. The Women's Photography Auxiliary Union is out here in full force today. We got one doing family shots, we got one doing baby shots, and we got one photographing a couple. It's probably some kind of wedding photo. I couldn't be here on a worse day. I mean, it's Sunday. They're all out. And why? I didn't even think anybody would be here this early in the morning. But obviously, I was incorrect. So I gotta put up with a lot of stupid, but, you know, when is that not the case? Yeah, so I'm still kind of tired. It's really early. I haven't been up this early for a long time. I can't remember the last time I got up this early. This is inhumane. Here's some fungus on a log. Oh, it's beautiful. It's not the mushrooms we're looking for, but it's still something cool. I can't tell what it is because it's very, very early in its developmental stages. So, I'm not seeing any of our dudes, meaning mushrooms, in this known mushroom area. So I'm going to head into the forest, further escape the screaming babies. Ow. Nobody should ever get up this freaking early in the morning. Yeah, so whatever, am I right? I went to bed a little bit earlier than I normally do. I was sort of crawling into bed at 2:30 a.m. last night, which is a little bit earlier than I have been getting up. Okay, there's another guy back here in the forest, and he's acting really weird, which leads me to believe he's looking for mushrooms too. We gotta find them first, kids. We gotta find them first. So I went to bed a little bit earlier, which I guess explains why I woke up a little bit earlier. But, what was I even talking about? I don't know. What is this guy doing up here? This guy's just walking around, sort of staring at the ground. Walking around slowly with absolutely no purpose. He's not going anywhere. And so, we can safely assume that he is a mushroomer too. Yeah, he's wandering off the path now. Into an area. What was I gonna say? I can't even think straight. I got up way too early. All the mulch hasn't even been spread around yet. Now, me personally, I don't think we're gonna find anything. I still think it's a little bit early. But that doesn't mean we're not out here for a reason. I'm right. I just talked to this gentleman. I think we're still a little early, but I'm gotta check.
I know, that's
just it. Yeah, so this guy is definitely looking for mushrooms. He just asked me if I was, and I said, I think I'm supposed to answer no to that question. And yeah. He said he's been coming out here for a few years himself, so he knows what's up. So I've sort of passed him. I've sort of gotten away from him so that I can check in some of my own spots before anybody else does. I told the guy that I think we're still a little early. He agreed. And also think that we need to look anyway. So, do-do-do-do. It's mushroom hunting day. I smell something. I smell something that isn't mushrooms. So I'm also wondering if there's going to be any dudes out here today. This early in the morning. I'm even missing a game. There's a football game that is on right now, and it was starting just as I was beginning to leave my house. And I thought, well, there are priorities. There are priorities. Mushrooms are the priority over football because I can see football games at other times. These mushrooms we're looking for only pop up in a short window. I see a lot of coprinus. There's a big clump of coprinus over there. And can't even remember what I was talking about. There's a possibility that I won't make any cogent points today. And, well, I guess that's to be expected. I can't be up this early. What was I doing last night? I went to bed early. Crawling into bed at about 2:30. I'm sure I fell asleep before 3 o'clock. Oh yeah, and this is how I woke up. I woke up because, one, it was a little warm. It's like 70 degrees Fahrenheit in my house. And when I'm not sure what woke me up, but, well, yeah. The thing that woke me up was my cat was scratching on the carpet. And not just a little bit, you know, sharpening her claws kind of scratching on the carpet. She was doing the whole, I'm burying something scratching on the carpet. And this woke me up, and I was thinking, oh, what's the cat doing? And this is pretty close to me. You know, she's just like within the arm's reach. Then I started realizing that I could smell something weird. Something that smelled like kitty poops. Then I realized, oh, the kitty must have just done a little poop in her box. And then when she jumped over me, maybe something that was stuck on her fell off. And now she's trying to bury it in the carpet. So I lifted my head up and looked up. And yeah, there's a teeny tiny bit of kitty poop on my floor that she's worried about. So I said, what are you doing? And she looks at me and says, meow. She says, I'm sorry. And oh, that's okay. Sometimes kitties can't help it. So I had to get up and pick a little piece of kitty poop off my floor. And that's when I decided, you know, if I'm up already, I might as well get up for now and go look for fungus, looking for my mushroom buddies. I'm in the my secret mushroom area, which I've mentioned many times, probably isn't all that secret. I'm finding deer tracks. The ground cover is at about the right height. Unlike the way it was a few days ago. I'm looking at various angles. I shouldn't be crouching down this early in the morning. It's painful. Ah. Yeah. And like I said, I don't think the conditions are quite right because we didn't get all that much rain. I mean, it rained for a long time, but it was on and off, and it wasn't a very hard soaking rain. So I don't know if this is the time. However, like I said, we can't take any chances. Gotta go out and check, because the time you don't check is the time they're gonna pop up, and then you miss all that golden goodness. Oh well, I found a mushroom, but it is not what we're looking for. I'm walking through a lot of spider webs. That's fun. And I can smell something. Not mushrooms. Something that smells like dudes. What is this funky mushroom up here? Oh, it's not that interesting. Whatever it is, it's not that good a shape. I don't recognize it. I was thinking about taking a picture of it, but I've changed my mind. It's mushroom time. Gonna find some mushrooms. Maybe not the ones we're looking for, but we're gonna find something anyway. Oh, very interesting. Very interesting. So that's why I'm up this early. It's just ridiculous. Probably gonna go home and fall asleep while I'm watching football. And then right after my football games, then there is F1 racing for me to watch, and I don't know if I'm supposed to be watching the actual race or if I'm just watching qualifying. And then after that is some English rugby union. Last night I got to watch an entire Australian football game, and it was a very great game. Final score was 104 to 106. And who was it? Was it Melbourne and Fremantle? It was a great game. Came down to the wire. The lead changed hands a few times. You know, big point differences were made up, and it came down to the wire. So that was awesome. And yeah, I'm not seeing any Esculentas. I don't find them anywhere. So it's humid. And that could be bad. I'm glad I'm out now when the sun is low. And blah, blah, blah. Otherwise, this would be quite unpleasant. What is it? Maybe 65 degrees today? Right now, I've got my shorts on and my gray shirt. I'm now walking up the deer path, scanning everything. I'm a looking. Looking for that gold I can pick up off the ground. Cause everybody wants to give me money for my delicious morels. Birds are chirping. Squirrels are running around. There's probably some bunny rabbits up here somewhere. Yeah, any day now we're going to be able to go out on nocturnal bun patrol too. I was thinking about going last night, but I thought, no, I'm kind of tired. Maybe I'll just try to go to sleep. So I did. Okay, come on. Give me some mushroom love. I think this is the false alarm day. We're going to need a little bit more rain. Because even though it rained all day yesterday and partially overnight, this dirt I'm walking on isn't all that wet, which is kind of good. You know, it means I'm not getting muddy. But it also might mean that we do not have the ideal amount of moisture in the ground. That doesn't prevent me from looking. No, it doesn't, because here we are. Do-do-do-do. Here's a piece of a squirrel. Do-do-do-do. And I'm just walking around in the forest, close to the interstate, having a good time. There's some lovely moss. I like moss. Moss is good. And I'm kind of surprised I'm not seeing any dudes. Where's my mutts? Where's my deer? Where's my anything? I'm just staring at the ground looking like a fool. Yeah, I'm thinking we're just a little bit early for mushrooms, other than the ones we found. Yeah, at this time of year, if you run into people and they ask you or tell you that they're looking for mushrooms, they only mean one mushroom. Well,
two, maybe.
There are supposedly different species of morels. And I'm in the sumac now, so we might as well just walk on out of here. But yeah, when somebody asks you, hey, you looking for mushrooms? They're talking about morels. And if you say something like, well, yeah, but not necessarily morels, I'm just looking for any kind of mushroom because I like mushrooms, they look at you like you're weird. What? There's other mushrooms besides morels? Yes. Yes, there are. And now I'm back on the path. And I'm walking back the direction I came. All the while looking into the forest, staring at the forest floor, looking for the elusive esculentas. Where, oh, where can my escus be? Ooh, I don't know. But we're looking. Ow. It's just uncivilized getting up this early in the morning and this wind. I want to go back into the forest. And that's the other thing. If you're thinking, oh, you got out there early enough, my God, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. Nope, there's already people here. And there's already people thinking the same thing. Gotta go out and look for mushrooms before some other guy goes out and looks for mushrooms and finds them all. Because, yeah, that happens too. I can think of any number of occasions where I've been out looking for mushrooms. And instead of finding mushrooms, I find morel stalks cut off, you know, at ground level. And, oh, somebody's been here already. Well, la-di-da. Hey, there's a cardinal over there in the grass looking for wormoos. Hey, there's some caprinus, so at least we're finding some kind of mushrooms. Of course, caprinus. Because you're always going to find caprinus. The ubiquitous caprinus. It has a wide window. All conditions are good conditions for caprinus. And I'm checking the tree with the witch's butter. I don't see anything fresh on it. There is some yellow goop on it, but nothing fresh or interesting. So I think we're just gonna start heading back and walk on out of here. My ear is starting to itch. My pants are trying to fall down. There we go. Now I think I'm good. And we might as well look over there at that marmot den. Wow, there's a lot of caprinus around that stump. That's neat. But we don't take pictures of caprinus, because nobody's interested in seeing a mushroom that they can find in their own front yard. And besides, there isn't anything you can do to make a caprinus photograph look good. I don't know why that is. I've tried hundreds, if not thousands of times. There's a lot of ant action on this log. The truth of the matter could be that maybe somebody got here at 8 o'clock. An hour before I did, and got all the mushrooms. Oh, dang, I thought I saw something, but no, it's just a leaf. Yeah, that's what happens. You get these, like, cottonwood leaves, and they fall on the edge, and they curl up a little bit, and they kind of have that cone shape that you're looking for. What is that over there? Is that a stump or is that a squirrel looking at me? Weird, it's a stump. And I wonder if we should go walking back through there. No. Because the other thing is, now that we've got guys out here that we know are looking for mushrooms, we don't want them to see us in any of our places where we know they grow. So, there's a bit of deceit involved here. I'm going to head back up across the creek and go up on the other side of the creek of the secret mushroom grounds. The truth of the matter is, this season, we might not have mushrooms. What am I trying to say? You gotta understand that they don't always pop up. If the conditions aren't just right at the right time of year, you can have a year go by without any. And I hate to be pessimistic, but this is strange. A strange year in that we had too many cycles. We had too many hot, cold cycles. And that can cause things to get strange. This is about the time of year. This is like the perfect time. And that's why there's so many people out. They could pop at any time. If they pop at all. And we could still have them late. I don't remember how the latest, you know, I've ever found them. The earliest I've ever found them was April 1st, but I don't know about the latest. So I'm still looking. Yeah, we've got walkers in here too today, because it's such a nice day after some rainy days. Everybody's got to get out and walk around and get their exercise. We got human walkers. We got dog walkers. The best thing that could happen would be for the next couple days to be nice, and then it rains really good on Monday. Monday, the day where everybody else is at work, and I can come out here by myself and find the golden treasure. All right. I've pretty much checked all of my known locations. And I just need to sort of check up here a little bit in this spot that I didn't check before, because a guy was walking around near here, so he probably knows the same thing. That yes, they do like to pop up right around here. I'm looking out towards the edge of one of the little creeks here. Man, I'm thinking maybe it's time for me to go home and go back to bed. I can get 2 hours more sleep, which would be just the right amount. And then I can do all my regular stuff. All right, so let's get out of here. I'm heading out. There's more dogs. Anyway, out of time. See you tomorrow on Dubious Goals Committee at 1930 UTC. Okay, bye-bye. Too tired.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
This is DJ Fumata. Welcome to my Yonon Radio Show.